Paul, what can you tell us about your goaltending scenario here today?
How he's going today. Yeah, that was the kind of plan last week. We thought because we got a two-day block into these back-to-back divisional games and a week's rest that if he felt good after last night, he did, that he'd go back.
What about your backup goaltender?
Hutch is going to go. Mace wasn't feeling good today, so he's gone back to Winnipeg to get checked out, see how he feels. But we knew we weren't going to back him up, so we got him out of here.
What are the reports on Michael Hutchison, Ben, Paul? Obviously, his numbers are great. But
yeah, he's played well.
Same group as yesterday, Paul?
In terms Matthias comes out. He's got an upper body day-to-day, and Lemieux goes in.
What are you looking for from Brendan? Obviously,
he played well. Against Vinny. So, same kind of game. It'll be that kind of game more than... It'll be a different-looking game here, we think, today. Chicago game was all speed, not a lot of physicality. We'll see some good bumping and grinding in this one tonight, and that's Brendan's in his wheelhouse.
You saw the Wild in Chicago. We talked about the Blackhawks in that game. What did you see from your opponent here today?
You know, good pushback by them. Chicago, both teams coming off back-to-back. Chicago came out of the gate real strong on them, and then Minnie just kind of built as the game went on. Real simple game, but they played hard and got stronger.
Just going back to Michael, Paul, how's he handled the demotion? And I mean, obviously he's playing well.
Well, that's the only, you know what, Paul, that's the only indicator how anybody handles anything. He's played really, really well. So he's gone down there and been a star in that league and performed, and which means he's prepared well, he's practiced well, so his mind's right. He'd much rather, I'm sure, like every single one of those guys, be in the National Hockey League. But he's done what he needed to do to be the guy called up and then to get his chance potentially down the road.
I wonder if we can bend your ear a little bit. I know you got a big game tonight, but we may not have time after the game. Can we just talk about going into the break and you know, how you felt about this sort of half going into the bye?
Yeah, solid. Our challenge in adversity, I think, is still ahead of us in that playing without Mark as a whole. We've had Mark and Adam. That's two of your three centermen have gone down, so that's been a bit of a hole, but we've survived it. And I think the positive for our team, if there is one, is that we'll have 29 road games by the All-Star break. That's a big number. I'm not sure anybody else is going to have that. And then for us, the games are going to change, right? They're going to get more and more like yesterday's game, grinder right through. It'll be tight games. Teams now fighting for that. The bye week has almost become the old All-Star break. You know, it's a big push into it, and then it's on right after it. So very, very... tough games, grinding games, and that'll be a challenge for everybody.
Your team was kind of a 500 team coming out of the break a year ago when this was sort of all started, and then you had, of course, the seven-game to end things. You'd look for maybe a better response than you did after the bye week last year?
Yeah, I really can't even remember it. I'm not trying to be funny. Like that's a whole different animal. We had a different set of circumstances. I know we came out December 12th out of that schedule, lost our last three and put us three games under 500. I think the quality of our play was far higher than, I wasn't trying to sell it, but we ran seven guys out of our lineup for a long time in those, and played hard and competed hard. Different set of emotion now. We're in it. We're in the fight. So you'd like to think there's a lot more excitement. Well, there is. There's a lot more excitement in a room, but where we're at, and there's a far stronger feeling, but we're really aware of the Central Division, and there isn't really a gap between 1 and 6 or 7 here. It's all good teams.
You can't speculate how long Steve can be out, but what does it mean to have a guy with experience like Michael in case you need to lean on him later on?
Well, important that he's playing really well, you know, that he feels good about his game, feels confident that if he gets into a game, he's got kind of something to prove, and he's got a lot of confidence to do it. So that's critical. The way the Moose have played this year has been important. You look at the guys that we've brought up, they come up feeling good. They're on their game. They've played well. They've had success. So we put in confident players into our lineup.
And with Steve, I mean, two injuries in a short amount of time, I mean, how can you... What's your...
Better luck next time. It gets all... It happens, right? So we're not worried about it.
Can I ask you again, sorry, just to go back to the other thing? I mean, and I go, new moods may change after tonight, but what do you want your fellas to accomplish over the break? I mean, I talked to many of them, and I mean, it's basically that rest and recovery kind of philosophy.
Yeah, we've got, like everybody, right, on any team, you've got nine guys who are dealing with something, So we've got that, and we've got, you know, four guys up front out of our lineup right now. We need those guys healed up as best we can. Rest, but it's too long a block to go home and sleep, so they're going to have to get on the bike, and they're going to have to do some training here to make sure that they come out of the gate strong.
And you'll spend your time in the city working. I guess it's not much of a bye week for you.
You know what? We'll be a little quiet for the first couple of days, but there's always ongoing projects with the coaching staff. Video places that you're kind of theme video that you're kind of take your team. So it's a really good catch-up week for us to we've been on the road a fair amount, so it'll be a good week to kind of get all your paperwork done and get all your things aligned, and a good assessment of, you know, probably chances against in the first half of the season, where our holes are, where we've been exploiting against teams, things like that.
You move Jack up to that third line.
Just for some offense, I think he's got some there. I find at the end of it, looking back, he looks more comfortable on the wing than into the middle of the ice, so we'll look at keeping him on the wing harder.
With Kyle on that top line, is there a tendency for him to maybe be looking for the other two at times? Last night it looked like there were times when he needs to be a shooter more than a passer.
That is true of every single young player in the National Hockey League. You know, they're going to look for other people. But Kyle, like Patty, you know, possesses the ability to make those plays, and he's made those plays to Blake before. Yeah, that shot selection, when to take it, he'll learn that as he goes. So I would agree he looked off a few things that we thought he could have shot the puck on, but we're really careful with our, you know, with all our players, but especially those young, skilled guys, not telling them when they've made the right decision or not. They've got to learn that, and because you're not on ice level with them, and none of us possess their hands or their ability to score. The 2-on-1 against Buffalo, he has Patty Laine wide open, back door, makes a great move and roofs it himself. So we stay out of any odd man rushes, to be honest with you, on what they do with the puck. They need to learn that through experience. We're real happy with where Kyle is.
Who will you start running with then, Paul? Who will you go with?
Matt Hendrickson.
With Jack.
Yeah, the left wing is not something we're going to explore with Jack just yet. We're not going to move him around a position he's never played before.
So Dan will go up to the
league? Correct.